This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 317 for Tuesday, March 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pushing higher on Tuesday morning after likely being oversold. The May canola contract advances $7.90 at $580.10 per ton, and the July contract gains $7.30 at $589.70 per ton. Any attempt for Canada and China to negotiate an agreement to the former's levies on Chinese electric vehicles and the latter's tariffs on imports of Canadian canola meal and oil are on hold until after the federal election. Meanwhile, Canada is also pursuing the matter through the World Trade Organization. Canola is receiving support from gains in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed. However, there's pressure from declines in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Upticks in crude oil are underpinning the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 69.89 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 69.84. United States President Donald Trump is considering a two-tariff strategy come April 2nd, the day he initially said he would impose reciprocal tariffs on any country with levies on their U.S. imports. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports the winter wheat in Kansas nudges up 1 point at 49% good to excellent. In Texas, the winter wheat is up 3 points at 31% good to excellent, but the crop in Oklahoma drops 9 points at 37%. The USDA is set to release its planting projections for 2025-26 on Monday. Expectations are for a reduction in soybean acres and an increase in corn acres. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor cuts 1 million tons each on his estimates for Brazil soybeans at 169 million tons and Brazil corn at 122 million. Cordonnier maintains his calls on Argentina soybeans at 48 million tons and its corn at 46 million. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The May contract is down 4 cents at $10.03 per bushel. May soy oil climbs almost a quarter cent at 42.38 cents per pound. May soy meal gives up $2.80 at $294.80 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn loses 7 cents at $4.58 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago May pulls back 5.5 cents at $5.43. Kansas City May falls 8 cents at $5.70. And Minneapolis May gives up 4.5 cents at $5.88. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 25th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.